All right, we'll call to order the public hearing for the Stevensville Town Council. Today is Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. Today's purpose of the public hearing is for the 2019-20 preliminary budget. Ms. Hoffman, would you please call roll?
Mayor Dewey?
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Here.
Councilmember Gibson?
Here.
Councilmember Vick?
Here.
And Councilmember Short?
Here.
Thank you. All right, as previously stated, the purpose of tonight's meeting is to receive public comment for the fiscal year 19-20 preliminary budget. Monica, can we flip over to the slide that includes the packet for council's update? It'd be on the thumb drive.
Oh, for the what? I'm sorry.
For the budget comparisons.
So we're not doing the minutes first?
No, we're on the public hearing agenda.
Oh, okay.
What would it be on?
It's this form here.
Oh.
So, before council tonight, printed anyway, is a comparison showing the proposed budget as it was originally proposed by the mayor's office to the council, compared to what outcomes came from Wednesday night's budget workshop. We broke it down to reflect our closest estimated balance, starting cash, and showed what revenue we anticipated, the appropriations that we budgeted based on council's feedback, how we plan to end the year on cash, what percent that ending cash equals to the appropriations, and then whatever surplus or deficit is projected for that year. So, by and large, the final budget turns out quite healthy. There are areas where you'll see a deficit, namely the general fund, and that is because we're spending down a cash reserve or a cash balance in that fund, where we saw an excess of revenue and we underspent, and so. Largely, you'll see $43,500 is being used for capital costs, and the remainder is for other one-time expenditures included in the general fund. And we're maintaining a 39% to 40% reserve in the general fund. The rest of the funds are broken out by block, side by side, showing what the proposed budget appeared to be and what the final budget appeared to be.
Is there a reason why we didn't get this before the meeting?
Yes, there is. The finance officer had a prearranged absence, and so he left Friday afternoon, was not available to compile a lot of this, so I had to do it myself.
So the bottom line, though, is if you go to the last page,
To the final budget.
Yeah, it's showing a deficit.
Correct. It's showing in the final budget a deficit of nearly $300,000. Again, a good portion of that is the capital expenditures, which wouldn't be offset by revenue. That's going to be cash spent down. We spend years accruing cash and holding it in a fund. For example, the gas tax fund does not have the revenue to sustain annual operations, but we hold it year after year after year, and then in 1 year we spend that down. And so that accounts for the $300,000 deficit you see there.
Where is the $300,000?
Well, on the final budget.
$299,000.
Yeah, $299,000. Yeah. If there's additional changes that council is seeking or modifications to make, those can be brought forth and considered in our meeting agenda at 7 o'clock. But tonight, or at least at this meeting, at the 6:30, our goal is to hear public comment from the public on the budget. So with that, I'll open the floor for public comment. Please step to the podium, state your name and address for the record. and sign the sign-in sheet provided at podium, if there is any.
Yes, I'm having trouble. Leslie Heth at 509 Mission Street. What are the salaries, and have we looked at the salaries in this budget? We haven't seen the salaries come up. Is there a spot in this period of time that you were going to talk about the wages, the health insurance, all of that? Because as it stands right now, I would not ask our council members to vote for this, because all you've got is brackets around everything, and we haven't even openly talked about the salaries for the employees. Thank you.
Further public comment. Okay, there is one written comment that was delivered to me this evening that I'll read to council. Due to a family emergency, Janelle Berthout, our police clerk, wasn't able to be here. This is a last minute deal, so she asked if I read her comment. My name is Janelle Berthout. My reason for coming in front of the council tonight is to discuss the position of police clerk / evidence technician. The current rate of pay for this position is $15 per hour. The police department proposed a rate of pay for this position at $17.50 per hour. This rate of pay is not based on merit or longevity. It is based on the duties and job description of a police clerk for the Stevensville Police Department. The position of police clerk has many responsibilities and is a vital role here in this at this department. The police clerk position currently consists of clerical responsibilities, administrative assistance, dispatching calls for service to the officers, responding to walk-up reports here at Town Hall, evidence technician, evidence room management, fingerprint technician, community outreach coordinator for programs such as Stevensville Crime Watch and Coffee with a Cop. Each of these job duties has a multitude of responsibilities. The police clerk's position is unique for this department and has been tailored to provide appropriate services for an agency this size, whether that be in times when the police department is understaffed or there is a town emergency. Now I'm going to introduce myself as a town employee. My name is Janelle Berthout, and I am the police clerk, evidence technician, evidence room manager, administrative assistant, fingerprint technician, dispatcher, and community outreach coordinator. I have been with the police department since January of 2018. I have brought a skill set and a knowledge base to the police department that has proven to be effective and needed. For an employee to go from filing citations to processing a crime scene, the department needs an employee that can change his or her mindset, be prompt, be prepared, be organized, and ready to take on a new task when it is asked of them. Currently, that employee is me. A starting deputy clerk is at $16.50 per hour, and a starting town clerk is at $18 per hour. Being that those two positions are specialized, but at the same time consisting of clerical work and customer service, the police clerk position is also specialized and also provides customer service and performs clerical work. But the position needs to be recognized that it does not, or that it does come with additional responsibilities, and at times those responsibilities are considered to be high risk. And that's from Janelle. We can quickly review salaries and wages for the benefit of the public, since there's been a question on that.
Could we do that when we get to the budget?
Certainly, and because we have the time and we can fill the space, I'll just give an overview as to what the salaries and wages look like as of Wednesday.
This is with the 2% increase?
This is with 2% increase, so this is a table you all saw at Wednesday's budget meeting, where we last discussed wages and salaries. Chief.
So the 6:30 meeting was for comment only, no discussion?
Correct.
I'd like to make a public comment then, I guess.
Great.
Jeff Motley, Civil Fire Chief, President, whatever. I find it interesting that we're having a public comment on something that's not finished set yet. And we'll get a comment, we'll get asked questions about what we're commenting on. Kind of hard to make a comment on something that we don't really have in front of us. One. Two, I see in the proposed budget that there is a fire engine capital improvement line item for $25,000 for fire engine capital improvement. I really need a fire building capital improvement, not an engine capital improvement. I don't know if that's the same thing or not. I have some clarification, please.
Sure. So as
just comment.
And I'm happy to clarify the $25,000 capital improvement for fire engine replacement. That's carryover, as you and I discussed, for the SCBA grant.
Okay.
So because that bill has not yet come through our books as of June 30th, that's carryover for spending authority previously authorized by the last council.
Comment?
Sure.
So then I guess looking down through here, when I proposed my budget for capital improvement items, I had funding in there to fund the door expansion, but I don't see that anywhere in here. Did that get cut?
It is not included in the budget in its entirety. To speak to salaries and wages, at Wednesday's council meeting, the council took the direction to authorize a 2% increase on all salaries and wages, and bear with us on the projector. Is it flashing?
Yeah, it's just going off and on.
So. We're working through some issues there. But at least it's working to some level. So before the council tonight is the outline of the 2% on the far right-hand side. If you jump back to, there you go. That one, that form there, and you can unhighlight it if you'd like. Just click anywhere. Thank you. The 2% column on the far right-hand side is what the council indicated was their desire at Wednesday's council meeting.
It's what they approved.
It's what, yeah, exactly. It's what you approved. It's what's incorporated into your budget, your final budget tonight as it's presented.
And that was also after 6 months. So people had it. 6 months employment before they're eligible.
That's correct, and we took that into account when calculating the salaries and wages lines in each budget throughout the organization. As far as benefits, those have been previously approved by the council for what the benefits package is. We pay $594 a month for medical insurance per employee. That's prorated for a part-time employee should they choose to use the benefit. And we also pay half of the vision and dental. Those are all included in the employer contribution lines of the previously presented budgets and have been the only thing that have changed in those lines is the contribution based on the overall salary.
And the total amount actually was less than what was originally proposed with merit pay, correct?
Correct. It's so. What was proposed in the preliminary budget was a total salary annual of $636,642, and with the 2% increase only, that reduces that number down to $614,081. With employer costs, then. Your difference calculates out to $27,382 savings by going with a 2% increase rather than a merit and COLA combined. Any further public comment? Ms. Spies? You can comment on anything on the budget.
Gretchen Spies, 317 or Main Street or 3627 Highway 93. I understand, maybe I'm wrong, but that in the budget you have considered lowering the water bill price?
Yes.
please do not do that. I have been on Main Street since 1988. And when they first put in the septic system, my bill went from, I think it was $28 up to $100-something, because Main Street was the main part that paid for that, and they said that it was going only going to be 2 years. It turned out to be 5 years. Then it slowly went down. Then we had to jack it back up because we had all the meters put in. And now it's held steady. Please don't lower it because you're going to have to raise it. And it wreaks havoc with the tiny businesses on Main Street because we are used to budgeting. And then all of a sudden, oh, we have a little bit of extra money, so we'll do this. Oh, well, then you have to raise the price on us to pay for something else. Please do not do this. Just keep it the same. I know a lot of people don't like it, but for Main Street, we want consistency. It really is a mess when you jack us up and down and up and down. Please. Second thing is, I understand that you're planning on cutting funding for Main Street, and I'll be really honest. I was here long before Main Street started. I helped out with the start of Main Street. Business was impossible to do before Main Street. I mean, absolutely impossible. Granted, it was before the internet, but you're going to ruin this town, and we might as well have tumbleweeds flowing through it like it was when I first got here. There were more empty buildings in this town than filled buildings when I got here. And it's gone up and down and up and down and up and down, and it's never spiked. We have the potential to actually have a decent, I wouldn't say thriving, but a decent town that's getting a little bit better, because it's better for the tax base if you have all the buildings filled. And we desperately need, now that Selway is closed, we desperately need some business that will get people back into this town. Anyway, Missoula is going to build down this, it's going to spread down this valley. If we don't do something, they're going to bypass Stevensville, and again, we're going to have tumbleweeds flowing through the town. And I came through here in 76, and it was desperate. And then I moved here in 88 and did my part to get the town out. But please, 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 and most of that money, I understand, was to help with grants that we might have been able to get. So I, maybe I'm misinformed, but please reconsider.
Thanks, Gretchen. Any further public comment?
Jim Tadwick, 509 Mission Street. At the last meeting, you discussed decreasing the water rates by 3%. Okay, there was also an automatic 3% increase in water rates. Now, is the automatic increase going into effect, and then the decrease, so that's the net effect is zero?
No. The council's direction was to cancel the 3% increase on November 1st, okay, and to decrease the rates by 3%.
Okay. And then on the fireworks, the $5,200, is that money to be spent for next year's fireworks, or is that to pay for this last July 4th fireworks?
That's remained unclear. The finance officer is still working with the Department of Administration to figure out exactly where it's supposed to lie, but right now his thinking is that that needs to be reserved for last year's fireworks, because that's when the goods were expended.
Thank you.
Well, as Robert explained it to me, because that's where I was confused, and then I understood what he was saying, was that when this was paid for last year after July 4th, that was it. This budget, 2020.
Correct. Yeah.
So that's why it showed up. So my understanding wouldn't be again for this year. That was
right.
So it wouldn't be.
No.
No.
Okay. That's our philosophy at this time. Is that's how we're proceeding with the budget.
Okay.
That seems to be the most appropriate, and all signs tend to point that direction. Any further public comment on the budget? Mr. Thomas.
I was on vacation last week, so I did not know what anything was approved in my budget.
Sure.
Is it going to be something that I'll be able to see that shows me what's approved and not approved?
So Public Works was affected with a water rate decrease, which is reflected in the worksheet tonight as far as revenue. It appears water operations, the revenue exceeds their operations by just over, $1,000. And then the council gave the direction to hire two seasonal summer help versus one full-time year-round help, which increased expenditures in the general fund for you.
Which you requested.
For the public time.
Although the seasonal we had this year denied the benefit, so we may not have that higher in the general fund if they don't take the benefits. So we might not.
Right. And benefits, when we calculate, they're prorated, so it'll be based on however many hours we budget for them to work. If they don't take those, and that constitutes a savings, but we plan for worst case.
Okay.
All right, if there's no further public comment, then we'll adjourn the public hearing and reconvene for a council meeting in 8 minutes. 7 o'clock.
Mr.